With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A strong earthquake off Panama's Pacific coast has shaken the central part of the country, but it has gone largely unnoticed in the capital. Yesterday's quake had a 6.2 magnitude, no immediate reports of injuries or damage. President Trump is being met with some pushback for considering a proposal the United States give up its command of NATO. With more, here's Bob Agnew.
The Pentagon is considering several scenarios, including one in which the U.S. surrenders its role as NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe. The news drew a quick response from the House and Senate Armed Services Committees. In a joint statement, Senator Roger Wicker and Representative Mike Rogers said any such change must first be approved by Congress. They also warned against any moves that, in their words, would risk undermining American deterrence around the globe. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's cabinet has approved the firing of its security chief for failing to anticipate Hamas attack on October 7th, 2 years ago. BBC correspondent Charles Heveland reports.
This sacking will infuriate demonstrators who've been out in their thousands for 3 days to protest about the Prime Minister's plan to dismiss the Shin Bet chief and, they say, to defend democracy. Ronen Bar had acknowledged bearing some responsibility for not preventing the Hamas attack, but he accused the government of having allowed the militant group to undergo a massive military build-up. Shin Bet is also probing claims that, in Mr. Barr's words, Qatar has been involved in Israel's highest decision-making processes. The Prime Minister rejects these allegations.
Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion within the United States over the next 4 years, including four new manufacturing plants. A number of companies have highlighted investments in the U.S. in recent months, a focus of the Trump administration. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. As SRN's Michael Harrington reports, the Navy and the Coast Guard are out of the abortion business.
The two waterborne services are complying with President Trump's order for government agencies to quit spending taxpayer dollars on abortion. Navy and Coast Guard officials say they will no longer pay for female members to travel to end their pregnancies. The Pentagon will continue to fund various fertility treatments for women who wish to have children. Other branches of the Defense Department and the executive branch generally are also moving to comply. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second person has been arrested in connection with a Texas midwife who's accused of providing illegal abortions at three clinics in the Houston area. Jose Manuel Condén is a medical assistant who's charged with performing an abortion and practicing without a medical license at one of Maria Margarita Rojas' clinics. Rojas has also been charged with providing an illegal abortion and practicing medicine without a license, which are second and third degree felonies. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on job cuts at the Small Business Administration.
The Small Business Administration says it's cutting a little more than 4% of its workforce. That's about 2,700 jobs as part of a reorganization. The SBA played a crucial role during the pandemic, helping administer small business and disaster recovery loans. New SBA head Kelly Loeffler says a goal now is to return to pre-pandemic staffing levels and cut some programs that were started during the Biden administration. The layoffs are part of a larger campaign by the Trump administration to shrink the federal workforce. President Donald Trump says the SBA will now be handling student loans that had been handled by the Department of Education, which Trump once dismantled. I'm Donna Warder.
Stocks shook off a week start and ended slightly higher. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.1%. The NASDAQ rose 0.5%. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.